Greetings, this is James Gilland, your host, and you can find us anywhere basically right now. We're on Rumble, Telegram, True Social, As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS Network, iHeart, everywhere. So it's not hard to follow us, but anyway, go ahead and pass this one on because this is going to be a doozy. And tonight's show is going to be about impeccable integrity, being authentic, and does your story match with universal law? And so it's my birthday, so bear with us. And so there's a few things I really wish to cover, and some things you've heard before, but they warrant repeating. You know, birthdays are always a good time to reevaluate the last year, your life in general, and see how you could have done things better. So it's a good time to be brutally honest with yourself, your story, and whether or not it aligns with the facts. So it's a good time to listen to other people's evaluation, absence of ego, you know, along with your own soul, God, creator, great spirit evaluation from within. And always remember other people's observations, in most cases, are projections of themselves. Unless they are awake and have dealt with their own shadow side, and that is hard to find right now on this planet. So just realize almost everybody is projecting and blaming and shaming and right now because we're going through the big shift. So we need to reevaluate if we are in service to others or service to self. You know, it's also a good time to, again, be brutally honest with yourself on who you serve. There is a satanic Luciferians, you know, the draconian empire, their draconian law and ungodly force, which is imploding as we speak. And then there's the absolute, the real multidimensional, unlimited God of love, joy, and peace. And this is the age-old drama that has been going on since the earth was inhabited. So I don't even want to tell you how, I mean, it goes back over 600 million years. So as a civilization, we need to apply universal law, which in its simplest form is universal peace, brother-sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Politicians need to ask themselves, are they aligned with universal law in service to humanity or self-serving? You know, with billions of kickbacks from the war and disease profiteers. Religious leaders need to ask themselves, are they serving the jealous, wrathful God, perpetuating fear, guilt, and unworthiness, a false concept of the original sin, using it to control the masses and fill their coffers? Or are they empowering people to make their own personal God connection, the all-loving, all-forgiving God Jesus and other masters spoke of? Now, are they taking care of the sick, the impoverished, or are building their own empires and bank accounts? Business leaders also need to contemplate if they are providing a service to humanity and the earth, or is the driving force greed, competition, building a false image of themselves and their companies, often wreaking havoc in the environment, you know, totally out of balance. So we are living in the days of revelation where no rock will be left unturned, all iniquities will be shouted from the rooftops. So this is the chaos we are seeing. The mass will all come down. It will be as if humanity is going through a light review where nothing is hidden. We are going to realize nothing is as it seems. Our images of God, the false images of our leadership, politicians, movie and music industry, business leaders are all crashing down. So don't be surprised to see some non-human interference, you know, especially in the deep state and UFO community. The ability of the dark side to cloak is becoming very unstable. And you can see that. You can see where people are, you know, are they on the air and they start shape-shifting. And you can see who they really are. You see their eyes go into slits and some of their eyes glow at night. So as we've always said, you know, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. And just because you're an ET does not mean you're benevolent. So always use discernment. Everything we thought was true about our images of God, our origins, our history, even UFOs has been a controlled narrative. It's all coming down due to the great reveal or awakening. So the higher consciousness and energy on high is flooding the earth, affecting our entire civilization. We are entering a massive plasma cloud The earth is ascending, the heavens, the higher dimensions, and true servants of God are descending. There's no way out other than to heal, release the past, make restitution, and live according to universal law. Anything else will create karma, a reaction to your choices and actions, which is being amplified and accelerated. Hang on just a second. And accelerated. So all ill-gotten gain will be lost, returned to those it was taken from. And that's, again, that's another universal law. So we can redirect, restructure, or implode and collapse. That's either break down or break through, one or the other. And so we're going to get a crash course on just how much of our story is true and aligned with universal law. So with this higher consciousness and energy coming in, along with that is universal law that's being anchored on the planet right now. So denial is not an option. I wouldn't wait to your birthday to reevaluate your choices and actions and actually who you serve. Because we are going through the Hopi prophecies. All the Native American prophecies are coming true. They had nine prophecies. All nine have been fulfilled. And now we're, it's going to be a real S show coming up. So anyway, nature's going to get our intention, in the days to come. Yellowstone has had over 300 quakes. It's not a conspiracy theory that all the animals are leaving. It's well documented. There's YouTube videos everywhere of people, filming the bears, the buffalo, everybody's just getting out of Dodge, basically. The animals have 4 feet on the ground and they can feel the earth. They know what's coming. And there's warnings. There's deep rumbles that they can feel and they know something's up. So, again, this is all well documented. They're trying to say this is like fear porn, but forget it. Mount Rainier is also following suit. There's over 26 active volcanoes erupting as we speak. Sinkholes are appearing globally, some swallowing up city blocks. Earthquakes are escalating along with tsunami watches, hurricanes, typhoons, tornadoes, severe weather with massive flooding exponentially increasing. And for those who are having dreams and visions, those get out of time to get out of Dodge inspirations, it might be time to listen to what nature is saying. What is the land saying under your feet? This includes living on the banks of rivers and the ocean's shores. So it's not just earthquakes that create tsunamis. There's a lot of incoming meteors, city killers being observed coming in. So, and thanks to the benevolent ETs, many have been diverted, including blocking kill shots from the sun. So NASA is aware of all this, but don't expect them to talk about it. I mean, we actually have it on their feeds. You can see massive ships, actually blocking kill shots from the sun and taking out meteors and things like that. So anyway, there are a lot of people leaving their physical existence due to natural disasters, some man-made, due to weather wars, your soul, and the God within you knows your future. So anyway, these victims were not bad people, being punished. They aren't being punished by God. Many were just bad listeners. Some in denial of their own inner guidance, others were too attached or sadly not in a position to move. And then there's are some who choose as a choose this as a part of their exit strategy to move on to other planes and dimensions. So all the prophecies have been, they've all warned about these times and events. And I'm not passing judgment here. I'm just stating the obvious, basically. So who are you going to go to for this information and guidance? The fully compromised news, your politicians, religious leaders, business leaders, the ignorant masses. How accurate and honest has their track record been? How about those perpetuating the controlled narrative? Are they going to suddenly tell you the truth? How about those working for the beast? The satanic Luciferian draconian empire. Do you think they're going to take care of you as their kingdom collapses? That's the chaos you're now experiencing. So, okay, enough said. We're going to kind of get into the news a little bit. It does look like the deep state is getting its comeuppance. The big T word keeps coming up: Obama, Hillary, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, Schiff, Pelosi, Pence, January 6th committee are all under investigation and charges are being filed. Some of this is kabuki theater and has already been dealt with, but they are the bigger fish basically, and there are more even bigger fish above them. So I find it interesting how Adam Schiff and other Democrats, are now demanding the list be revealed, considering many of them are on the list. They're taking a false moral high road. Allegedly, Schiff visited Epstein Island like 26 times, and that's all coming out now. So it's actually on other websites. So talk about a Trump chess move. Now the Dems and Rhinos are demanding the list they're on to be revealed. It's kind of funny. Anyway, don't worry, the list will come out. In fact, it's already out on a lot of websites. So some on the list are assisting the takedown of the bigger fish. So what good is taking down the little fish and getting eaten by the bigger fish in the process? The debt enslaving Federal Reserve and the IRS, the brute squad for the global elite, are under the microscope, soon to be abolished. A lot of them already lost their jobs. They're being very downsized, and they're going to go back to collecting tariffs, basically. And speaking of tariffs, it pretty makes them no longer necessary, allowing funds to be diverted directly to the people. The weaponization of all of the agencies is being exposed, and do not be complacent. They're going out kicking and screaming like wounded rabid animals. The blowback we get from these shows and newsletters is astronomical. Hopefully the white hats listening will take care of some of them. Anyway, I want to first tell you how this works. First of all, revealing the satanic Luciferians, the child and drug trafficking, the weaponized agencies will get you into a lot of hot water. In the UFO community, the same hierarchy exists. The satanic Luciferian banksters control the funding. The CIA is the brute squad, along with military intelligence and the weaponized agencies. So the top tier of ufology is planned opposition controlled by the CIA and military intelligence. The shows concerning UFOs, the posers and the chips, are also under this network. And those who are authentic, those that work with the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, are not part of this network. And this is the controlled narrative. They're pushed out, character assassinated, and if they know too much, deadly force and the weaponized agencies have been used in the past to silence them. So forces seen and unseen are used to suppress them. So reptilians, negative grays, black magic, all are used to protect the network. And I just experienced that just last night. I had a major attack by a very nasty reptilian, and felt like two daggers going right in my back, right into my kidneys, but it was healed instantly, thank God. But anyway, this is why disclosure is a total fail when it comes to the benevolent, spiritually, and technologically advanced ETs. So, what happens when this is all exposed? I've been shot at, had my brake lines cut, lug nuts loosened, have been demonetized, debanked, and now illegally audited, ignoring the fact that we are a church and I am a minister for 40 years now. Anyway, so. And that, that's not to mention all the constant attacks, character assassinations by the UFO community, the planned opposition, and the censorship being uninvited to all the major conferences. And this is what happens when you're authentic and have 40 years of documented ongoing contact and come from a place of impeccable integrity. So the two questions that need to be asked is, why is 40 years of documented contact at East SETI, tens of thousands of eyewitnesses, high level, we're talking triple PhD, Boeing engineers, Lockheed Skunk Works engineers, Air Force base commanders, traffic controllers, all of this, all these guys have come forward and they've testified back in the day in the Art Bell show, and they've come forward in other shows as well. Why is this all being censored? And why, after 70 plus years of disclosure, all we have is a fuzzy tic-tac? I mean, it's getting old, folks. Why do you keep giving your power away and going to these things thinking you're going to have contact, or you're going to find out the truth? Anyway, things are changing. The USAID investigation and other NGOs created specifically to kick back money to the self-serving politicians have been dispensed with. NPR and other extremely biased and deceptive news organizations are losing their funding. Many are falling under the weight of massive lawsuits for defamation of character. Colbert was fired. Kimball's probably next. They're no longer comedy shows. Became spokespersons for big pharma, the war industry, major participants in the deep state, social engineering. I mean, look at the skits they were doing. Really pushing the jab. And I won't go into that any further. But anyway, that's all going to have consequences. So it seems karma is going full circle in the news, music, and movie industry. And as we said earlier, the masks are all coming down, and you can see this whole thing collapsing. Have you seen the Kathy Griffin lately? Let's show that photo. So anyway, I'm just curious, what would happen if you cloned Bozo, it, and Chucky? What would it look like? You might want to look into her lineage as well. So anyway, it's amazing what happens to some people when the adrenochrome supply runs out, and it is. It's being shut down. Basically, that's what Ukraine is all about. One day we'll figure out the big picture. Every year, UFO conferences promise a landing that never happens. And actually, at Contact in the Desert, we did have a landing, and we have photographs of it and everything else, but nobody saw it because their frequencies weren't high enough. But I didn't really share that one because I've been pretty much pushed out of there. But we had there was people there the last time I was there, and a certain doctor, that did his intention experiment initiation for contact, and pretty much came up zip, zero. And MUFON was actually monitoring it, and they claimed a couple of planes were UFOs and things like that. But when we did our intention experiment, we had like 87, verified UFOs come in, and this was verified by MUFON, and it's happening here constantly. And so it's really interesting watching. So now the posers claim to be the only true contactees. This goes back to Billy Meyer and, saying he's the only true contactee and the only true ambassador for God or something. I don't know. This has always been a controlled narrative. It goes back since for a long time. And anyway, so now these new contacts are saying, I'm the first one to bring in a ship when contact with. Contact with those that rose to the occasion, raised their frequencies. It's been going on even before biblical times. So we've had documented contact, have been calling in the ships witnessed by tens of thousands, again for over 40 years, at East SETI, yet the gullible, those lacking in critical thinking, those who want to give their power away to the posers, shills, and profiteers, participants in the controlled narrative, still need to worship and get their information from something external. So again, how has that worked out for the past 70 plus years? It's called failed disclosure. So the majority of conferences and alien shows are a controlled narrative entertainment and have nothing to do with real disclosure. And we need to realize that. If you want to watch them for entertainment, go for it. But you're not going to get disclosure there. And they don't know anything about the ships appearing globally. Whose are they? What do they look like? What are their cultures and agendas? God forbid they might be our ancient ancestors, spiritually and technologically advanced beings with historical knowledge, fearless energy, anti-counter-gravity, and miracle healing technologies. And this is what gets to me, you see children suffering and dying of cancer and veterans who've lost limbs and just the pain and suffering in general. And this could all be healed and regenerated and would become a thing of the past. I mean, these beings have transcended war, disease, poverty, and they lack for nothing. And covering that subject, is a one-way ticket out of the UFO community, which is about as ungodly as one can become. So somebody's gotta address this, folks. I've been through the whole gamut. I went in there going, oh, they're gonna love this. I've got the witnesses, I've got the photos, I've got the videos, I've got the ships interacting with this, I've got all this. This is like 40 years ago. And I'm going to MUFON, I'm going to the International UFO Congress, I'm going to Contact in the Desert, showing all this stuff, and I go, oh, they're gonna love this. Here, this is gonna validate everything they're saying. And I was met with such adversity and such competition and such backstabbing. It was unbelievable. And it's still going on. Anyway, so that's gotta end. There's any advanced being will not participate in that or have anything to do with it. So you got to create a sacred space for them to come because they're very high vibrational beings. They're very spiritually and technologically advanced. So, these carnivals, these reptilian F-fests that are going on are not the way. Anyway, back to my birthday. As usual, three large motherships flew over the house on my birthday, a regular occurrence. There were fleets of ships, along with strange jets, almost silent, just above the house. And they were met with friendly UFOs and pretty much escorted out of the area. I mean, I've got this all on film. I've got these jets coming in really low, right out of the house. Who knows what they're up to? And all of a sudden, these UFOs come. One comes down. He's got a couple coming up under it. And I would love to interview one of these pilots. Maybe put him in a dark room with his back to me. And talk about what's going on, because I would just love to hear their story. But maybe someday somebody will call in. Anyway, so the reason these people don't have the ships land as predicted at their conferences is obvious, and they've not met the requirements, basically. So you have to have an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent if you want to work with the benevolent ones. And so there are some people like that going to these conferences, and they're the ones that have the and see the ships. But unfortunately, some of the ships that are coming to these conferences are not anything you want to connect with. And you got to realize some of these entities are, not in your highest. They are being removed as we speak, but you've got to have, pure intent if you're going to work with the benevolent ones. So but anyway, the people that meet the requirements to go to these conferences are being sucked up all the and by the other ones that are not. And so they need to start. There's a big discernment program that needs to be instilled. They should have like an AAA for ufologists, like, yeah, I used to give my power away. I used to look outside of myself for God and everything, and but now I figured it out. And I've been clean for 20 years now. Anyway, it is a matter of impeccable integrity and service to others, basically. And that, my friends, is why we don't have contact with the masses, other than those who rose to the occasion. So, trust me, I've really pissed off those that haven't, along with almost every leader and organization that's become a disservice to humanity. So it's all coming to a head now. The great reveal is underway. The consequences will come later. No one gets out of here without a light review and feeling all the pain and suffering and loss they inflicted on others. So you might want to sit with that and think about that because, you might get away with a few things here on Earth, but the whole Earth is going to go through this, go through a major near-death experience, you might say. So it's time to come clean, use your assets and energies towards the great awakening, the liberation of humanity and the Earth. You might want to pick up a little Dharma. On the way by doing that, which is a good idea because you get a lot of your karma gets erased when you're in service to humanity and the earth and you shift and you can always ask forgiveness. It's unlimited, but you got to be authentic if you're just going to ask for it and think everything's going to be erased and continue business as usual. It isn't going to work. So anything, anything, if it's not aligned with the universal law, it's not sustainable in the days to come. So basically, there's just, thanks for bearing with me on my birth. There's just some things I had to talk about because it's getting old. All of the adversity, all of the nonsense. We're just here to help humanity and the earth evolve and put an end to the pain and suffering and the poverty and all the other nonsense it's all unnecessary. And basically that's what we're here for. And what's sad is that almost everything right now that we think we can depend on and that we think is built on a solid foundation, and a lot of it's built on a lie. And when you go do a deep dive in, especially the people in the UFO community, a lot of them, do a deep dive on them, you're going to go, oh my God. Oh my God, look at these connections here. Look who they're connected to. Look who's funding them. You're going to be shocked and you're going to see the truth. The same thing. Same thing with the religions. When you find out the origin of religions and the bearded gods of old and how this all come to pass, it's going to shock you. And AI is actually deciphering a lot of these old cuneiform tablets and everything and bringing out the truth, but I wouldn't depend on them either. AI is getting kind of scary. They're having robots going rogue and systems saying, I'm not shutting down. It's getting pretty crazy out there. So I wouldn't depend. Don't depend on computers. You need to come from the heart to make your decisions. You need to meditate, make your own personal connection with God, Creator, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and live according to universal law. That's the answer to turning this all around. And these other beings are waiting for us to make the call. They're saying, ask, need help, ask for it, and create a space for us to come. Create a safe space, a high frequency space, a sacred space, and we'll come. And they're here. They're surrounding the planet right now. There are so many ships. I mean, we are filming fleets every night of ships over SETI. And the big motherships are coming in. So it's on, it's happening. And the other side's going to go out kicking and screaming. So, they are going to do a lot of damage on their way out. So be aware of that kind of, prepare on every level. So anyway, that's my message to you on my birthday. I just wanted to come from the heart and tell you what's really going on. And this whole draconian law and this satanic Luciferian network, it is all folding in on itself. It's coming to a close. And we will be going into a golden age. And, the war and the disease and the poverty is going to come to an end. And that's where we're headed for. And that's where we're going. And we all got to do our part to usher this in. So anyway, that's always been my goal and ESETI's goal and everybody here at ESETI. We've all worked our butts off in service to humanity and the earth and taken a lot of hits for that. And so anyway, time to get with the program and time to crack down on these draconian programs that are really harming a lot of people. We need to usher them out, get rid of this total controlled narrative, get rid of on every level and bring out the truth. So we're now on that note, I'm going to sign off and don't forget we do have on August 22nd, we do have the ambassador training, self-mastery training coming up. It's an amazing event. Not only are you going to connect with the beings, you're going to get a lot of information. You're going to see who is who in the universe, who is coming in to help us with this shift, and make your own personal connection as well. And so, a lot of powerful information you won't find anywhere else, basically, unfortunately, even though I share it with everybody. Very few are picking it up. So, on that note, we're going to sign off. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and do your part. And we'll get through this. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Look at this.
Wow, look at that.
This one, guys, right over our heads. Powering up. Come on, power up.
Power up.
It's already powered up. What else it would be?
It's going so...
You know what? It might be... Oh, look at that. Look. There it is. Yeah, that's bright. Oh, it's got another one in front of it. So there's like three right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, there's a... Yeah, the little one. Right.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, here's another one. It's over the house.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. They just crossed.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's another. Oh, the little skipper. There's the one skipping under it. It's skipping all over the place and went right under it. There's one, two, three, four. I got all four in the same frame.
Yeah, do you see that?
Yes, I do.
They all came from different spots.
Yeah, they all came and converged. Just came out of nowhere.
That's a mother ship.
It's gold color.
That's got to be a mother ship. That's
that's huge.
That's huge. All right. Let's see if it charges up.
Yeah, I'm filming that, man. That's coming straight at us. Man, it's got an oar behind it too. That is so powered up, man. It's so low. It's a beautiful ship. Come on the tree. Look, I'm in the scope at the moment, I can't see it.
Your landing beacon is right here.
Cool.
That's probably Syrian. Come on, guys, bring it down. Let's shake hands. Come on.
Yeah, two crossing each other. Are you Syrian? Look at that. Oh, no, man, it's like one of those Orion cruisers I told you about. You can see the reflection of the hull on it. Yeah.
It's like one of those...
Like the lights underneath it are reflected on the hull of it. The bottom part.
One of those, you know, like cruise ships. Yeah. The really big ones, they just, like, float it on up there.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it in there.
Thank you.
Man, look how quick that's going.
That is fast. Yeah. That is low and fast.
Man, that is fanging.
No strobes, no running lights. And that has that structure to it, too.
Man, that is low, that is fast, and that is bright.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.